This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The discussion on Operation Sindoor is expected to begin in Lok Sabha today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had earlier informed that a special discussion on the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response under the Operation Sindoor will be held during the ongoing monsoon parliament session.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा करने के लिए तैयार है स्पेशल डिस्कशन ऑन टेररिस्ट अटैक इन पहलगाम एंड इन रेस्पॉन्स टू दैट द ऑपरेशन सिंदूर कैरिड आउट बाय इंडियन आर्म फोर्सेस इस पे हम चर्चा करेंगे सरकार ने एग्री पहले दिन से किया है मंडे से लोकसभा में 16 आवर्स के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी और ट्यूजडे को राज्यसभा में फिर 16 घंटे के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी
Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has ordered a magisterial probe into Mansa Devi Temple stampede in Haridwar. Haridwar's additional district magistrate has been assigned the task of conducting a probe into the incident and submit a report within 15 days. Speaking to reporters in Haridwar, Mr. Dhami said the stampede broke out at the Mansa Devi Temple because of a rumour and those responsible for spreading it will face strict action. CM Dhami also announced a financial assistance of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased persons and 50,000 rupees to the injured.
इस घटना के मजिस्ट्रियल जांच के आदेश कर दिए गए हैं और ये अफवाह क्यों फैली कैसे फैली इसकी जांच की जा रही है जो भी इसमें दोषी पाया जाएगा उनके खिलाफ कार्रवाई की जाएगी घायलों को हर संभव मदद की जा रही है उनके स्वास्थ्य को जल्दी से जल्दी ठीक हो के लिए हर संभव प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the stampede. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 19 people were injured in a stampede-like situation after an electric wire fell on a tin shed, causing many people to come in contact with the live wire in Barabanki early this morning. The incident happened outside the ancient Osineshwar Mahadev temple, where devotees had lined up for darshan on the third Monday of the holy month of Sawan. The condition of two devotees is critical. Upon receiving information, District Magistrate Shashank Tripathi and Superintendent of Police Arpit Vijayvargiya reached the temple premises along with senior officers. DM Shashank Tripathi said some monkeys jumped onto the overhead electric wires, causing them to fall onto the tin shed. In Jammu and Kashmir, 13-day long pilgrimage to Sri Baba Buddha Amarnath in the Loran Valley of Poonch district commenced today and will culminate on the 9th of August on Savan Purnima, coinciding with the festival of Raksha Bandhan. The first batch of pilgrims left Jammu from the Bhagwati Nagar-based Yatri Nivas today amid tight security arrangements for the Poonch district to pay obeisance at the temple. United States and the European Union have finalized a comprehensive trade deal that places a 15% tariff on most EU goods entering the United States. US President Donald Trump and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen announced last night that they have reached a deal to end a transatlantic tariff standoff and avert a full-blown trade war. The leaders of Thailand and Cambodia will meet in Malaysia today for talks aimed at resolving a deadly border dispute. Thai Acting Prime Minister Phum Tham Vechaiai Chai will lead Bangkok's delegation, while Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet is also expected to attend the talks. Speaking to reporters in Scotland last night, US President Donald Trump warned both countries that future trade agreements with Washington would be suspended if hostilities continue. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has forecast extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan today. The weather agency said that monsoon conditions are likely to be in active phase over central India and along the west coast and adjoining ghat areas. In cricket, India pulled off a great fight back to hold England to a draw in the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford, keeping the series alive. The men in blue batted for more than five sessions in their second innings to reach 425 for four when draw was agreed upon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.